Good morning, and God bless everybody in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And it is really exciting living with God and being with God. He fulfills us in every area. He blesses us. He brings peace, comfort, joy, prosperity, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, thankfulness, hope, everlasting life. You know, there's so much that God does for us because he loves us so much because we're his sons and daughters. He always wanted a family, and that's why he created man and woman. That's why he created Adam and Eve from the very beginning, because he really wanted a family to love him, to worship him, and to be with him. And not just one or two of us, but thousands of us. And millions of us. And he is doing such a great thing all over the world. You know, we hear great testimonies and wonderful things that God is doing. Because God is living. And he is really at work within his sons and daughters' lives. And when we put our trust in him, when we acknowledge him in all that we're doing, and we're letting him lead our path, everything is just so blessed. Everything is just so good. You know, at times waves will come and it will seem like we're in a storm. And sometimes that storm can seem a bit heavy. You know, it can be like a hurricane or a tornado. But as we put God first in our life and we acknowledge in him in all that we're doing, and we have faith that he is with us and for us, then them storms, they don't last very long. They come and they go very quickly. And when we're in them storms, it's great to really just rejoice, pray, speak in tongues, and sometimes be silent, sometimes not say anything to anyone around you, but to really just stay with God, stay at peace within your heart, stay mindful that it's only for a short time, and just be happy and thankful in those situations. Now, I know sometimes the situations can be so heavy that it may seem hard to be like that, to be that way. But the more you're with God and the more you're prioritizing him in your life, you'll find that this becomes easier and easier. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. So having faith in the midst of a storm that God is going to bring peace is through the sound doctrine that we're receiving, the encouragement that we're receiving, and the powerful words God has given us on a day-to-day basis. Because it's bringing that faith, it's encouraging us to live by faith and not by sight. So even though the storm may seem heavy, we know that God is actively at work. We know that no deadly thing can come on us or near us. We know that we are already more than a conqueror, and that we have the power of the Almighty living God living within us. That living energy is living within us, and God is doing a mighty thing. So God is doing some really great things here in the United Kingdom and within my life and Danny's life. You know, I have so many testimonies to share. And today I just felt really encouraged to share that when we let go and let God move, then we see results. But when we start trying to do things in our own strength or trying to figure things out, which we all do, I do and have done for many, many years, then we make things complicated and things do not turn out the way that we're desiring. So basically here in the UK, they've implemented zones, so different zones which highlight or monitor what cars or vehicles are driving through these zones. Because if a vehicle is of a certain year or age or a diesel, then they're charging people to drive through these zones. Now, wherever we are in the UK, them zones can be very different in prices. You know, they can start from like £9 and they could go up to £15, £20 to drive through these zones each day. Now, Danny, he has And in Bristol itself, they're quite new. These zones are very new. They've only been implemented probably now for about a year. And but Danny, he has an old van. His van is an older van. It's a diesel van. And he, for his work, has to travel all over Bristol, Bath and surrounding areas to be able to work and to do his job. Now, most of the time he has to drive through these zones. And when he drives through these zones, it's great because we just go online. There's a portal to be able to go online. You type in your registration number, you click on the date, and then you pay the fee, which is roughly around £9 per day. But back in February, we did this. We went online. We paid for him to drive into Bath for 5 days. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And we submitted the payment and we paid the payment. And then we had the email confirmation come through. I screenshotted the number, the reference number. And Danny carried on and went to work as usual. Now, in May, no, we're in May, in April, we started to get some fines come through the door. Fines of £60 plus the £9 fee for not paying to drive through Bath on these specific dates. And we started to receive all these fines, 5 fines, and I was so confused. I was really like, this isn't right, we've paid for it. So I went on to the Bath local authorities website and I raised a complaint kind of thing. I raised that this wasn't correct. We paid. Here is the screenshot of the reference number and we don't understand why we're receiving these fines, but we don't believe them to be true. Please, can you look into this for us? Well, anyway, about 4 weeks had gone by and we hadn't heard anything. But then the next thing, 5 more fines come through the door. Now, these fines have gone from being £60 plus the £9 fee now to £180 plus the £9 fee. So £189 each for each one of these fines. Again, I've gone onto the website and again, I've writ. Because we honestly knew that we didn't do anything wrong, and we did everything we were supposed to do. So I went online and I filled out the form again, and I said, look, here's the forms, here's the reference number, somebody needs to really contact us. And at this time, I just let it go. I think that's why time was going so quickly, because we went from April and 4 weeks had gone by, and because I just give it to God, I just let it. I said, I've put it in, we've paid it, there's nothing on our part. They just need to look into their system. But the next thing, we had a letter come through saying that they do not accept the complaint or the challenge, sorry, is the right word, the challenge that I'd put forward. And we didn't pay for the dates that we are saying that we paid for. And we are due to pay these fines, and these fines now need to be paid within 14 days or they're going to increase again. So first of all, I felt quite angry. I felt really angry. And I just rang Danny and I said, look, they're saying we still need to pay these fines. And he said, Amber, I'm not paying them. He said, I'm not paying them. He said, if they have to take me to court, they'll have to take me to court because we've done everything we're supposed to do. It's bad enough that we have to pay the £9 fee each day. And now all of these charges is just not okay. So in that moment, we prayed. We prayed together with God and we said, God, look, we're not happy about this. We're not happy to pay these fines. We've not done anything wrong. And we're just lifting this into your hands. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this is because during the time of them fines coming, Danny didn't have very much work. So the finances that we were living on was literally by faith, by God. We were trusting God. We were stewarding. There wasn't an income. There wasn't an income coming into our home, only through the little bit of money that I was earning. So it's just a distraction. Like, we recognize the distraction, because when things seem to be at the height of the storm, then the hurricane come, you know, more things were coming, things were being thrown at us in the negative light. But because we're children of God, because we trust in God and we don't rely on the circumstances, we don't look at what we can see, but we trust God and we have faith that he's taking care of it, then we have the ability to cast our cares to him, and he'll take care of it because he cares for us. He also says, you know, be anxious for nothing, but everything in prayer and supplication, let your request be known to him, God. So if we're not letting him know and we're not requesting help, we're not requesting him to do something, and we then just try and do it in our own strength, then we're going to reap negativity, because there's nothing we physically could have done in our own strength about this. Nothing. I did what I thought I needed to do. I challenged the fines. I paid for the fines. And still, the government were saying, no, you have to pay them. And if you don't pay fines within this country, they will take you to court. The fine can be unlimited, and they can even put you into prison. So all of this fear, worry and doubt could have tried to come on us, but we didn't allow it. We said, God, this is in your hands. You take care of it. Peace be within this situation, just like Jesus Christ said to the storm, you know, peace. And then throughout the day, we lifted it to God. And then throughout the day, I just got this thought about taking it higher, to challenge it higher. I've never done anything like this before. I didn't even know how to go about it. But I've gone online and I've had a little look into things. And there's a tribunal that you can contact. They're independent, and you can contact and you can put your challenge forward. Now, so this thought just come into my heart. That was God putting that thought in my heart, because through my own knowledge and my own experience, I didn't know about this. I didn't even know this was available. And if you do not know what is available, then you can't do anything about it. But the awesome thing about God is he lets us know what's available, but then it's up to us if we choose to act on that or dismiss it. But praise be to God. Thank you, God. I listened to that small, still voice within my heart and I acted on it. So then I did a little bit of research, and then I found these people, and then I put all this information into a report, and I explained everything from the fines, from the charges, from paying. And I left it in their hands. Then now it was like an online portal. This tribunal then has then requested evidence from the council to see if the information I was saying was correct. When the council came back, they said the charges are right. We are liable to pay the charges, because the dates that we are saying we paid for wasn't actually the dates that we paid for. We paid for the week before. Now, when you get a screenshot of the reference, it doesn't show you the dates. It just gives you a reference number. And so I'm really confused now. I'm like, they weren't the dates. But anyway, the council were saying that they were the dates. So obviously there was either a mistake made on my part when I paid the fines, I must have clicked in the wrong dates, or there was an error with their system at the time, which made the dates different, wrong. However, whatever happened, the council were correct. We were liable to pay the fines, because the dates that he paid to go into Bath City were not the dates allocated. So then the tribunal people have then requested, they've written a statement to the council and said, okay, if you are saying they owe this money, can you not, knowing they've paid for dates that they didn't drive into the location, can you not allocate them dates to the dates they actually drove? Because they asked the council, did you refund the money that they paid and actually didn't drive into the location? And anyway, they gave the council 14 days to respond, and the council didn't respond. The council just hasn't given them no communication whatsoever. And so then the tribunal has acted in our favour to say that there is no fines to be paid, that we don't have to pay anything, and that this case has been dismissed. So God really has to be in the picture. He really does go to work on our behalf. Yes, there's some things that we need to do at times. You know, I had to go online. I had to fill in the forms for the tribunal. There are things that we have to do. But if we do it, if we're obedient and we listen to the instruction of God and we do it, then we see the benefits. We see the glory of our God, because that, in my own strength, there would have been nothing I could have done about that. We would have had to appear, and it was a lot of money. You know, it was over like £600. No, nearly £1,000. It was nearly £1,000 to pay all of these fines. Plus, at that time, we had no income coming in. You know how it can really seem really tight at times? So, the reason why I'm sharing this is to be anxious for nothing. Give everything to God. Cast your cares and your worries to Him. If you're in a storm and things seem too much, just get peaceful, just get calm, just resist yourself, resist trying to do anything in your own strength, and just really go to God. But then what we need to do is have faith that He is at work, have faith that He is moving, and because it's not happening in our own time, to try and make something happen or to try and do something in our own strength. Because if I didn't go to God in this situation, if I didn't rely on God, my own carnal mind or my own way of doing things would not have got this result. It would not have got this result. But because we trust in God, because we live by faith and not by sight, because we expect that God is going to do things on our behalf, then He's able to go to work. Then he has the green light. He has our free will to move in a situation. So thanks be to God. We got the email yesterday. And during the time, because this whole process now has been going on for over 9 weeks. During the whole time, we haven't thought about it. We haven't said anything about it. Since that first day of lifting it in prayer, at times, there's been little thoughts that's come into my heart. That's tried to cause a little bit of, not anxiety, but try to make me consider. And then I just cast them thoughts down. I cast it down. I'm not listening. God's taking care of it. This is not my problem anymore. I don't have to deal with this anymore. So remove yourself and come out of my mind. And then the thought goes. And then when the thought come back again, I just did the same thing. This is in God's hands. Why do you keep coming back into my mind? Go and speak to God. Thought, you go and speak to God, because it's nothing to do with me anymore. So praise be to God, you know, that He takes care of everything and that He loves us so very much. And we are His sons and daughters, and we have great power and authority. And prayer is one of the strongest, best tools that we could ever use within this world. Because God hears us and He answers us, and He will ensure we have the best outcome, even if we make the mistake. He will cover up our mistakes if our heart is pure. Like if I made that genuine mistake, then my heart was sincere. I did not know. But God covered it. God went exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. And He really did a great thing. So God is good. He's so good. He's good all the time. And He wants us to go to Him. He wants us to expect from Him. He wants us to be very thankful for everything. And He doesn't want us to be anxious. He doesn't want us to be beat and battered by the storm. He wants us to sing and to worship and to praise and to be thankful in the midst of that storm. Because when we react like that and we don't respond, that's when we see great and mighty things. So have a really great day. You're God's best.